This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. $9.2 billion is today's government expenditure line item. Technically, it's a loan, low interest, to be sure, to the Ford Motor Company and its South Korean partner, a company called SK On, to build three new EV battery factories, one in Tennessee and two in Kentucky. Those batteries will eventually wind up in Ford and Lincoln electric cars and trucks. And it should be pointed out that this is the biggest loan yet in the Biden administration's push to promote renewable energy and, oh, not coincidentally, build homegrown EV production capacity while they're at it. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
There's a lot of public investment going to build electric battery mega factories in the Upper South, specifically Kentucky and Tennessee. I asked Ned Hill at Ohio State's Manufacturing Institute why.
Battery plants are very large. Making batteries with cutting-edge digital equipment is a big user of electricity.
And the Tennessee Valley Authority has some pretty cheap power. Also, says Hill,
batteries are big, and these suckers are heavy, so they don't want to truck them a long way.
The region's already a hub for car and truck assembly.
Put together cost of electricity, availability of land, just-in-time delivery constraints, and that puts the thumb on the scale.
Plus, labor in the region is relatively cheap, and so far it's proven hard to organize unions there. The investment means 7,500 new battery-making jobs and more in support industries. Michael Gritton at Kentuckiana Works, the workforce development agency in Louisville, says in addition to having a trained workforce,
we can reach almost everyone within a day's drive who lives east of the Rockies. We're in that logistical center of the country.
Which China is definitely not. And, says Columbia climate economist Gernot Wagner,
China, for better or worse, is producing the vast, vast majority of batteries as we speak. Well over two-thirds of all lithium-ion batteries currently sold globally are produced in China.
Wagner says the Biden administration is pumping billions into domestic EV production to try and keep any more of that high-value business from going to China and to prevent China from further consolidating its dominance of EV manufacturing and technology worldwide. And Wagner points out the U.S. government is lending, not giving, money to the industry. If all goes well, it'll be paid back with interest. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.